Well, it's great to see you all this morning. Happy Christmas to you all. I hope we have a great day together. For the last few weeks in Bridge Chapel, we've been looking at the songs of Advent, at the songs of the coming, the arrival of the Lord Jesus Christ over the last few weeks. And we come to the final one in this series of five. And we're coming to think about the song of Simeon. The reading was given to us a little earlier. This older gentleman who comes into the temple and he's filled with joy and bursts into song. It's right that he does so. It's right that we do so on this day of all days. He's got some amazing news to tell. I don't know about you, but 2016 has been a strange year, it seems, for news. There's been some amazing news stories. I was just talking yesterday with Trish and Molly, and we were trying to think, is it just 2016, or have we just forgotten 2015? But news came through yesterday of well-known people who've passed away. Brexit. Trump. Amazing news stories that all seem to have been concertinaed into one year. It seems that way, at least. I'm not sure whether it's true or not. But Simeon would certainly say, I've got some amazing news for you. It reminded me of one of my favourite quiz shows on television. It may not be yours, so forgive me. But I think it's great fun. Have I got news for you? And I think Simeon would say, listen, I've got some amazing news for you. So, in deference to have I got news for you, here is a quiz. It's not just have you had one of these as a boy or a girl. You know, if you watch Have I Got News For You, they have the odd one out round. Anybody looking at me all looking blank? Anybody watch this programme? Anyway, it's got... Somebody's smiling over here, so that's great, thank you. They have the odd one out round, so come on, this is a quiz, and you can put your hand up, no shouting out. Teachers are in the room. So, anybody tell me, of these four people, let me tell you who they are, first of all. Sir Isaac Newton, Sir Geoffrey Howe, Alistair Cook, the cricket captain, the less said about that, the better at the moment, and Annie Lennox. Isaac Newton, Geoffrey Howe, Alistair Cook, and Annie Lennox. Who is the odd one out? Now, Col, I told you on Friday I was going to do the quiz, mate, and you said you wanted to know the answer. I said, I'm not telling you the answer. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but anybody can tell me. Oh, no, come on now. Anybody tell me who is the odd one out of those? Isaac Newton. Isaac Newton is not the odd one out, so that's got it down to three. Who's the odd one out of those four people? Anybody answering? Paul Knox. Alistair Cook is not the odd one out. Sorry, Paul. I've really enjoyed that moment. Dr. Knox getting something not quite right. Can we just do that again? No, let's not do it again. So there's only two. There's only two left. Anybody tell me? Come on now, if you don't get this time. Anybody tell me, who's the odd one out? Come on, don't be shy. Hannah. Top right. Sir Geoffrey Howe. Not only is it the right answer, it's the right reason. Sir Geoffrey Howe was born on the 26th of December, and the other three were all born on the 25th of December. I could have put Mark Brazackley up there, but he would definitely be the odd one out, because he's always the odd one out, isn't he? But happy birthday, Mark. That's right, the old one out. All the other three were born on Christmas Day. In fact, Christmas Day is a pretty noteworthy day. Some amazing things happened on Christmas Day. Do you know, in 1066, William the Conqueror was crowned on Christmas Day. Handel's Messiah was first premiered in the United States, just so you'll think I've got my dates wrong, in the United States, Boston, Massachusetts, 1818, Christmas Day. And do you remember this, some of the folks around? Mikhail Gorbachev resigned as president of the USSR in those days on Christmas Day in 1991. Amazing news stories. As I said before, I think Simeon would say to you and I this morning, I have got some news for you. And here it is in three simple and, I trust, memorable throughout this day and every day, three simple statements. This is the day. That's what Simeon would say. It's the day he's been waiting for. We read that in the scripture reading. He's been waiting for the consolation of Israel. He's been waiting for the answer. He's been longing, just like Elizabeth, just like Mary, just like Zechariah, just like the shepherds who were told to wait and then go. The whole story of Advent is about an arrival, a coming. And on this day, as Jesus is brought to the temple in accordance with the law, this is the day. It's a day of spiritual illumination. I don't know if you noticed how many times in just a few short verses the Holy Spirit was talked about in that reading. Simeon was in the Spirit. Simeon was prompted by the Spirit. He'd been told by the Holy Spirit that he wouldn't see death until he'd seen the Lord's Christ. And on this day, empowered and provoked, we might say, by the Holy Spirit, some prompting in his heart, he goes to the temple. Let's just stop. It's always a safe bet. Shouldn't bet really, but I'm just using the phrase. It's always a safe bet to know that there'll be people sitting in all the chairs that we put out and standing at the back as there is now, and maybe some in the back there. I'll wave if you're in the overflow. Because Christmas Day is always a day when people come along to church, and we here are thrilled that you're here. Thank you. Genuinely, I'm not just saying that. Thank you for being here. It's a great day to be together, praising God, rejoicing. But this is the day. It's the day because it's the only day we've got. But it is a day, the day for spiritual illumination. You see, lots of people in our world wonder what Christian people in particular get all excited about at this time of year. I mean, it's about lights and tinsel and presents and turkey. And yet, Christian people seem to think there's something much more than that. And there is much more. This is the day when you, perhaps you for the very first time, inspired and illuminated and empowered by the Holy Spirit, come to understand why Simeon sings for joy. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, I just don't really get this. Maybe you're sitting there as a Christian and thinking, you know what, it's just got a bit, old and stale, and it's not the joy it used to be. Right where you are, whoever you are, call yourself a Christian or call yourself not yet a Christian. I ask you, I urge you, pray. Not in fancy language, just call upon God, the Holy Spirit, to shine his light of truth and illumination into your heart and life right now. Simeon, empowered by, illuminated by, encouraged by, and in obedience to the Holy Spirit, came into the temple and met the Lord of glory. You see, the Holy Spirit in the Bible is not an it. It's not a thing. It's not a force. It's not weird. He, the third person of the Godhead, always speaks the truth, always reveals Christ, always leads those who seek his assistance to know Jesus. My prayer, and I hope it's your prayer too, is that this day, God, by his Holy Spirit, reveals and leads you to Christ. This is the day, Simeon said as he burst into the temple. Why? Because secondly, this is the child. This is the child that I've been waiting for, he says, as he takes the Lord Jesus Christ up into his hands. And what does he say? Lord, you are now letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you've prepared in the presence of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. This is the one. This is him. We sort of assume, and perhaps fairly rightly so, that Simeon came into the temple regularly and frequently, and perhaps looking for this child. But this day, it was this child. And he bursts into song. What does he sing about? He sings about light. Light into the darkness. Oh, friends, whoever you are, isn't it obvious, sadly from the news that we were talking about earlier, that our world is in a dark place? And don't we need light? Light that will guide. Light that will lead. That's the positive side of light. But light has a negative side too, doesn't it? And so does Christmas. A light that will expose. A light that exposes falsehood. A light that exposes the idea that we can sort this all out ourselves. A light that exposes this false idea that you and I can save ourselves. A light that warns. I've got a warning light just appeared on my car. You go, ugh. Get the checkbook out. Lights warn us, don't they? And this light who comes into the world brings hope and guidance and direction and joy and warning and the exposing of my heart and yours. A light for the Gentiles and a light for your people Israel. A light for everyone. None of us in this room, none of us who hear these words as Simeon sings them out, is excluded from this piercing light and guiding light. But he also sings of life through his death. Down the bottom of the little section that we read, if you read on a little bit further, Simeon looks at Mary, his mother, and says, down in verse 34 and 35, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed." And in brackets, "And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." Rising and falling, opposition. The idea that on a day of great joy, Mary, his mother's heart, would be pierced. You see, as Simeon sings for joy, he also sings of suffering. He sings that this child will grow. And this child will be opposed. And eventually this child will die. It's always a tragedy when somebody dies. It's always a particular tragedy when a parent experiences the death of their child. Which is why Simeon says to Mary, "Your heart will be pierced. Because your son was born to die. Light for our darkness. And life through his death. He was born to die so that you and I might have second birth. He was born to die so that you and I may not need ever to die, spiritually speaking. He lives and dies and lives again so that you and I can receive the most amazing gift of all, everlasting life. This is the day. This is the child. And Simeon finishes his song by simply saying, "This is it. My life can be no more." Now, again, we sort of assume that perhaps fairly soon after this, Simeon did actually die. We're not told that, actually. He may have lived quite a little longer. But he was ready to die. He was at peace, you see. "Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace." The peace of contentment. I have everything. Nobody in this room, from the smallest to the eldest, got in their stocking or in their pillowcase or whatever else it was that you had. You didn't get everything, did you? You may not have got everything you wanted. But Simeon reminds us as he sings out with joy that in Christ, you and I receive everything we need. Everything we could hope for. Everything we could dream of. Peace. I can now depart in peace. I'm at peace with God. I've received the peace of God. I'm holding the Prince of Peace. I am content in Christ. You can't take that away from me. You can't add to it. You can't think of anything better. Peace. I've seen your salvation. I've got all the security I need. I'm saved and I'm safe and I'm secure in Christ. And no one and nothing, no power of hell, no scheme of man will ever pluck me from his hand. This is it. I don't need anything else. The old hymn said it right, didn't it? "All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. Every need his hand supplying. Every need." This is it. This is everything that I long for and everything that I hope for. And so today, this day, faced up with this child, encouraged and assured and reassured that this is it, because he is it and everything beyond, I encourage you, as Simeon did, to take Jesus into your arms. Take Jesus into your heart. You see, there is no one who doesn't need Jesus to offer them salvation. No one. And there's no one to whom Jesus doesn't offer that salvation. This day, in this child, is your offer of salvation. All that you need. What do we sing in the old hymn, the old carol? Poor old Andy had to dig it out from the archives. Good Christian men rejoice. Now you need not fear the grave, because Jesus Christ is born to save you. You need that salvation, and in Christ, it's offered you. I'm sure you're all going to have a great day. I trust you are. Remember on this day that in this child is all we need. And if there's anything missing in your life, deep down, inside, then take hold of Christ. He is and has been described as the missing piece that so many people struggle for and search for. After we've sung in a moment or two, I'm going to be standing at the door wishing you all happy Christmas. But I'm also going to have a little gift for anybody who wants to take, a little booklet. It's called The Missing Piece. If you're missing the piece, because until this day you've missed the child, who is the Saviour? Just come and ask me for one of these. I'm going to ask for your money. I'm going to give you a big, heavy conversation. I'll gladly pass one of these on and encourage you to read it. My prayer and Simeon's song was that, like him, you and I would come face to face with love himself. That you and I would recognize that in the Lord Jesus Christ, the great I Am, the Lord, is here. He's here today. Receive him today. So that you, with the same boldness with which Simeon entered the temple, can enter into the courts of heaven. Places where even angels fear to tread. You and I can be welcomed in Christ to all the riches of glory. No wonder Simeon sang for joy. No wonder you and I can learn the art of real celebration. What a day, of all days, to truly celebrate he who made an end of all my sin. Let's stand together and sing.